Just gone 9 o'clock. Ooh, Colin Money's got the hump as well. Stop having a go at Jason Orange. Another Take That fan. Still to come, the Sports Breakfast. We'll speak to former City and Newcastle defender Steve Howie. And we'll head back up to Glen Eagles, continuing our build-up to the Ryder Cup. Let's get the news headlines. Here's Sandy Wong.
And 9 men have been arrested in London this morning, part of ongoing investigations into Islamist-related terrorism. They're being questioned on suspicion of being members of an illegal organisation and encouraging terrorist activity. 18 addresses across the capital and another in Stoke-on-Trent are being searched. Police say there was no immediate risk to the public. David Cameron has signalled Britain will almost certainly take part in airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. In a speech to the UN, the Prime Minister described the militants as psychopathic and said the UK was ready to play its part. Parliament's being recalled tomorrow. Former Liberal Democrat leader Lord Ashdown says a broad coalition is forming.
It's very significant that Syria has not condemned this action. It's very significant that Iran hasn't. Russia, apart from vetoing a UN Security Council resolution, which they would do, has not outright condemned this because each of them realise that there is something important to be done here.
FIFA's ethics investigators called for his secret report into World Cup bidding to be made public. Michael Garcia's call will increase the pressure on the FIFA committee as it starts a two-day meeting in Zurich. And two-thirds of drivers are unhappy with the state of England's roads. Satisfaction's at its lowest level since surveys began in 2008. The biggest gripe is the speed and quality of repairs.
Talk Sport Weather. With ATS Euromaster. Whatever the weather, we always have great offers, like 15% off two Avon tyres. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Dry with some sunshine, although there will be quite a few drizzly spells in the northwest later. Breezy in the north and a high of 19 Celsius. Talk Sport.